5, 6.
That's probably one of the ones that I was talking about that I don't like. What's it called? Fast and Furious. Because I hate all those loud movies with all that. Just all you hear is car chases, guns, brakes.
I'm trying to understand what they want to do. They've hit the first house. They didn't take the money. They bounced the money. Well, I don't know what's their next move.
Hopefully they'll all crash into a wall and that'll be the end of the film. Anyway, back to pizzas. I'm going to put this on.
Oh, it's not
paid. Don't lie. What do you want on your pizza, darling?
Wait a minute.
You want to soup on my pizza?
You were
slice of soup over, put them on the pizza.
Shut your mouth, matey.
I wanted to sell my shoes to pay for it.
He's looking at you.
I like his nose.
I'll leave my little toothpick alone. Have like a boo boo on a pizza. Have his fingers and his ears. They've just, him and Waka Boo Boo have been fighting upstairs. They've been constantly bickering, haven't you, eh? Do you know what the toppings are, what?
Is it Papa John's you're doing?
No, Domino's.
Domino's. Which is better, Papa John's or Domino's?
Domino's, I think.
Conor
had Papa John's and he gave us some of the garlic bread and it wasn't that nice.
It wasn't bad, darling.
It wasn't as nice as other places. It was a bit dry. It wasn't very garlicky. The dip was disgusting. I threw it in the bin. The garlic dip.
Right, there's this deal and it says, buy one large pizza, one medium pizza, one chicken side, one sumptuous side.
What's that?
Garlic bread. And 2 500ml bottles of drink for £25.
So how many bits do you get in that then? How many, look at the... What, you get more pizza in those, I think. Do you? This where he's keeping the money.
The bottom of the evidence room. Can I get everyone's attention?
Well, see what they did now. So they hit one of the house, they burned the money, and they got him to take all the money into one place.
He's a fool.
Oh, yeah. It was a bit of a gamble because he could have done something else.
I don't understand.
He's got away from me, fool.
Did you find out how many pieces?
Wait a minute, ma'am, I'm looking. Who's supposed to like fucking hell.
Stop swearing.
Well, that's how I saw a man at the station. He's got Tourette's. Is it Tourette's?
Yeah, Tourette's. All the other booze are, but anyway, it's Tourette's.
You're swearing. On your painter, on the board, so I can swear.
No.
The man was swearing.
He was saying, "F in this and F in that."
Oh, boom! There was so much force behind it. He had so much force. I'm not swearing. I'm just quoting someone now, right?
Yeah.
Fucking this! Fucking this! I'm like, I was gonna go to him and say, "Are you alright? What's the problem?" And the manager came to me and said, "Leave him alone. He's got Tourette's." Oh, he was swearing. He was walking away to the train. He was still swearing. I feel sorry for him.
It must be really awful.
Awful, yeah, he couldn't control it.
No matter what, even if he met the Queen, he'd be saying that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was watching a programme on TV, a man was getting married, he's got Tourette's.
Oh, how awful.
On his wedding day, he was finding it so difficult not to swear. Oh, God. Eventually, he didn't swear, but...
He did?
He didn't swear, it was so hard for him.
Oh.
He kept, oh!
Wow.
He wants to swear on his wedding day.
I wonder what
he wants to swear, but he keeps stopping himself. He goes, I feel sorry for him, I really feel sorry for him.
Yeah, they've got tuna delight pizza, man.
They've got what?
Tuna delight.
Have they?
Tuna sweet corn and red onion.
That sounds nice, I like that, I think. Yeah, what did you find out how many pieces are in each one? I'll have half of the small one. Unless anyone else wants it, then we can have half of the big one.
I might end up not having any. I'm not really hungry.
Darling, you will end up having some.
The large is 10 slices, and the medium is 8 slices.
So that's 18 slices. So that's 6 bits each.
Well,
so I think...
You'll get 9, 4.
Yeah, well, that's why I think it's a bit unfair. So what I think we should do is...
I'm not hungry.
Listen, I think we should have the medium pizza. The large pizza, you two decide what you want on it, and you have half each or whatever. And the medium one, I think we have it all tuna, and then you two can have a bit of tuna each.
Oh, I like tuna pizza.
Well, Brains can have the two tuna bits, because he likes tuna, and then you can have more of the meat one.
I can have mine in the morning. I'm not really hungry. I'll keep it until the morning. If anyone wants, you can have it. Well, if it's just in the morning, I'll have it then.
Okay, well, if we get do that then...
Are you doing this deal then? Quite a large one.
Yeah.
£25. Might be £29.
Sorry.
You're taking
the deal. What we're doing? Sorry, I didn't get that. What did you say?
So you get a large, it's £25, you get a large pizza, a medium pizza.
£25.
And you get chicken.
What's the other one then?
That's where you get less. You get it's £20.
I don't think that's on here.
Which one do you think is the best one?
It's not. You can't find it on there.
So what should we do? £25 then.
Yeah. And you get two bottles of Coke, do you?
500 milliliters.
Or, no, any drink.
Just go up and get my card from upstairs. Can I take your soup with me?
No, leave him alone.
I'm going to throw him out the window.
That's
what you said the other time, right?
No, leave him alone, darling. Don't mess about. If it isn't, we'll have to have curry.
Right, do you want to create your own half and half? Or?
Well, I think the medium one can be tuna, red onion and sweet corn. Helping you save for the bigger things. Because then if Brains doesn't eat it, I can have the extra bits. Because if he doesn't, then otherwise I won't.
Explain it again.
The tuna one. The medium.
What?
Medium one. And then you two share the large one. And then he can have the two bit. Right, okay, there's 10 bits. So you have... so you're meant to have like 10 bits. You're meant to have 6 bits each. So you have 6 bits of the big one, and he has 4 bits and 2 bits of mine. Do you see what I mean?
I'm
going to
do half and half.
Will you do half and half? Just order anything. As long as it's got meat in it, you'll eat it. See if they've got anything. Have they got any chilli ones? You don't like that, do you? Oh, he'll eat anything anyway. Is there anything with beef?
No. The reason it doesn't taste so good
is a drop and turns our mangoes until they're perfectly ripe. Because I can't eat the chicken, you see, so... Tastes good, that's good. Any season, any reason. Which is fine. In the morning, but... when you're yawning, on your fun days and your Mondays, you can run it in a minute. In the bedroom, in the bathroom, on your phone, heading home. Win up to £1 million with National Lottery Instant. Play makes it possible.
I was reading the papers this morning. This morning actually. I didn't see the papers this morning because I used the bus. It was yesterday morning. When I go on the train, use the train, that's when I see the papers, right?
Yeah, people leave them on the seats.
No, I got paper from the station.
Oh, you buy one?
I don't buy it. It's a place they put it, Metro papers. You know that?
No, I didn't know that.
It's always loads of paper on the station. People just pick it up, it's free.
That's good. If we get that, can we have people do leave them on the seats,
yeah, yeah, because it's free. They're going to get it from there and they leave it there for people to just pick up.
Then everyone gets it.
Yeah, true.
Sometimes it ends up having our cat's tray.
I saw a couple won the Euro Million, the 1 million
thing. The second time.
Twice!
I know, I heard that on the radio.
I'm like, really?
That's just not fair.
How do they do it?
They're lucky. Did you hear that word?
What?
Some couple won the Euro Millions twice.
Twice?
Dodgy. It's just... Oh, don't depress me.
They didn't win. What did they win? A million each time.
Yeah, you know the Euro Millions. It's not the main Euro Million one.
No, they didn't win because they could have won 100 million. Sometimes that's been the prize.
Yeah, no, but
what did they win?
So still, I wouldn't.
You know the Euro Million. They've got a special ticket. Every time they do the Euro Million, there's a ticket that wins 1 million in the UK.
And they've won it twice.
They won it twice.
That's
2 million. 2 million. That's 2 million.
Yeah. I mean, although it's not as big
2 million.
Yeah, as long as although it's not as big as
you can fucking buy anything with that.
Well, you couldn't really.
You could.
But I mean, having said that, though,
with that amount of money, in fact, just with £1 million, you can do investments.
Yeah.
And you'd be getting at least £5,000 every month.
Well, the first thing I would do with that is buy a house.
Yeah, I'd buy myself a flat.
No. The first thing I would do...
You'll have to buy a house. No. We wouldn't be allowed to live here, darling.
The first thing I would do...
First thing you do is buy a house.
First thing I would do... First thing I would do is invest the money where I can get £5 every month out of the deal. So even if we can't live here, we can afford to pay for the rent.
No, but I want my own house with that money.
I'm not being horrible, but I wouldn't want to live here.
I mean, I like it here. It's a lovely house.
But if we're living here, we can afford the rent, £5,000 every month.
Then we're taking it from somebody who needs it more than us.
I don't understand what you mean.
Well,
for the council house, you mean? Yeah, we'll go somewhere else, but we can pay our rent then.
We'll just buy a house. That's what we do, Libby. If I won it, you wouldn't get a say in it. I'd just buy one. Well, of course you would. I'm only joking.
For the medium one, you just put the whole tune away.
Yeah, please. I'm only joking. I said that. Of course you'd get a say. But I would want to buy a house. That's an investment.
The truth is, it would look like I have a say, but I wouldn't have a say.
You would, darling.
It would look like it, but I won't.
You get a chicken side, what do you want?
You get a beef side.
No, it's chicken. There's 7 chicken strippers, 7 chicken kickers, 7 chicken wings, 7 spicy barbecue wings, or 7 French red hot wings.
What is the wings? They're all chicken like that.
Yeah, it's a chicken side.
Oh, chicken poor chickens.
Don't even go there.
No rabbits, no...
Horses.
No poodles.
No goats, no cats.
Oh, no.
I just do it. I really don't care. Just do the way you want.
I'll get the spicy barbecue ones.
Yeah, cool. Just mix it up.
Why do they have an odd number?
What?
Well, now you're going to be fighting over who has the odd one.
What odd number?
What is it, 7?
Just do what you're doing.
I'm only joking, you're not going to be fine. No, really.
If I'm very hungry, right?
Yeah, you would eat the whole lot.
You know what I'll do?
What?
Burger in there, quarter pounder. I'll do a quarter pounder, I'll fry some eggs, and I'll do beans. I've got beans.
Yeah.
I do beans. I'm fine.
Anyway,
I'm already hungry.
Back to the house. I would buy a house.
The first thing I'd do is probably buy a house.
By Domino's. Oh yeah, we'd get a cut. We'd go out for a curry or something.
No, we would. We'd be going out for pizza.
One time, a phone company, just like Vodafone, Virgin, phone company, right? It's called Etisalat, right?
Yes.
Nigeria.
A shitalat, I used to call them.
Yeah, they did a promo thing, and somebody won a million pound or million dollar, I'm not sure now. I think it was £1 million, I think, in Nigeria, right?
Yeah, and then they probably made them. Say, you've won £1 million, it'll come off your phone bill.
No. It was a real £1 million this time. Now, before they gave him the money, they got him to see a psychiatrist.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
The person who won was a doctor. He was a young doctor. Yeah, they got him to the session. He wanted to see the psychiatrist. They said, listen, you've won $1 million, blah, blah, blah.
Be a shock to somebody.
Yes, you've got to calm down.
A shock to them.
No dramas. No dramas. You gotta calm down. Take it easy, alright? You want £1 million, just it's your money. Whatever you want to do is up to you and all that. You know, as a doctor, spend time trying to calm down.
I think really the first thing I would actually seriously do is decide on several charities and give a load of it to charity.
And to pay debts.
Do you mind? That's an audio booth. Yes. Yes, you have. That will be.
Once again, you have just corrected. That's correct.
Yeah.
No. That is correct. You're very wise.
I haven't got any debts at the moment, actually.
Neither have I.
The first thing I would do, right? Really, this is the first thing I would do. This is the first thing I would do. I'll get a private, get a rocket and strip you, tie yourself to it. Send it to the moon.
Shut up.
One-way tickets.
Oh, no.
That's how we win the lottery. None of us would be alive.
I'll probably drop dead with a heart attack. That'd be my luck. It'd be such a shock.
There's another side you get. There's pizza bread, potato wedges, fajita wedges, nachos with jalapenos.
Oh. I'll have
pepperoni, twisted dough.
Paper wedges. Potato wedges, please, because I've...
No, I want pizza bread.
No, you've got the chicken.
Garlic pizza bread.
No, you've got chicken.
I've got a poodle bread or something like that.
Well, anyway, if you want to get that, get it.
They don't have anything interesting.
Hello.
And just let's have to just cook this fool right here. That's it.
Oh, they're not coleslaw.
Yeah, get some coleslaw.
Too far.
I do like coleslaw, but I'll tell you what, the most disgusting coleslaw. Where was it from KFC once? It was either there or Morley's.
It was Morley's.
Oh, it was absolutely
disgusting. It was Morley's.
Disgusting.
I remember that.
It smelled like BO, didn't it?
I know what you're talking about.
It was absolutely disgusting. I was really sick.
Yeah, so what should I get then?
I'll get a pizza bread.
No, but what do you want?
I don't mind.
If you want wedges, I'll get
No, I'll get a pizza bread.
Why?
Well, because you want it, and I don't really care.
Well, I can get this if you want.
No, I'll get a pizza bread.
Well, there's... Drink says Fanta Orange, Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, or Coca-Cola Zero.
No lemonade.
Oh, and flavoured lemonade and Sprite.
Well, I don't mind what you lot have.
No, I don't. It's not really Sprite. No,
oh, there's no lemonade?
No.
Oh, can one of them be Fanta Orange, please?
No.
Because I can't drink Coke.
Thank you. And I'll just go
Coke. And then that's it. Darling was going to take about to take the pee.
I'm not.
He wants to get cookies.
Just as a, I'm just
a Paul Walker, you know, he's just passed away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, that was like, was that like a year or two ago?
Yeah. So they did the movie before he passed away. Paul Walker.
He passed away in after number 6 was done.
What was it?
Oh, really?
But he's in number 7 because they filmed that.
Already before he passed away.
Yeah.
What? Oh. This Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Thing?
Paul Walker was one of the actors on there.
Oh, I never heard of it. I think I have heard of him actually.
I forgot what happened. He was in the car with someone and they.
They were driving real fast.
Huh?
We were driving very fast.
Yeah, but he weren't driving. It was the other
you put yourself at someone's mercy when you get in a car with them. Really.
Yeah, I remember something like that happening to me in Nigeria. We went out to drink, right?
Yeah.
Three of us were drinking. Having a good time and all that, we're going home and the nigga that's got the car was driving real fast. I'm like, listen, I haven't got two life, I got just one life. Slow down. I said, listen, it's alright, it's fine. I was going real fast. I said, can you stop so I get out of this car? I said, no. I said, I'm gonna open the door and jump out. He said, no, we're fine, we're alright. I was going really fast. I opened the door, he didn't care. He kept driving real fast.
What did you do?
I just trapped myself with the seatbelts, real tight. Expecting the worst to happen. Like, if anything happens, I'm going to be fine. I'm just on the chair real tight.
Oh,
and we're heading for a roundabout. When he came to his senses, he was stepping on the brakes, but we narrowly missed dying that night.
When was that?
That was in,
Was it since I knew
you? Yeah, I think it was when you knew me. It was like 20...
Where did I think you were that night? I would have had a blue fit, probably.
Yeah, that tell you, someone told that, hold on, let me remember what I told you. That the PM, the project manager, thought he was being robbed. What happened was this. When we were heading for the roundabout, we were going real, very fast. And I just trapped myself. I said, listen, you opened door, he opened door, he was going fast. He didn't care, he was still going fast. So, all right, fine. You want to die? All right, let's die tonight. I got the seatbelt, strapped myself real tight. Like, if we have a collision, what's the worst that could happen? He in the front said he's going to die first. And the nigga said, no worries, it's fine, all right. He was drunk as well.
I was
drunk, but I had my sense around me. Like, if we're going to die tonight, I will injure, but I won't die. I strapped myself with the seatbelt real tight. Like, you want to die? Let's die tonight. So,
yeah,
let's go.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
He got to the roundabout, he just narrowly managed to... You know when the brakes fade?
Yes.
Like that. It was long, like that. You know, we managed to just swerve round. The car was rolling, was like screeching. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he brought him a bit back to reality. And then we just go back. I'm like, listen, you know, you'll be the first to die. You're on the front seat. I'm in the back seat. I'm strapped real hard. The car got to turn the ball like 3 times. I'll still be fine there. And we got home and then I got up and we saw some policemen. They were trying to get make us stop and all that night. Some soldiers, not policemen. Like stop. They didn't care. He turned up the car light, the front lights and the back lights. He turned it all off, right?
Oh, for goodness.
And he was running in darkness because he didn't want the policeman to hold him because he knew he was drunk. He shouldn't be driving. See what I'm saying?
So where was this when you lived at the guest house?
Guest house. That's it. Now, you know, he ran all the way to the guest house and I got off the car. I was going to the guest house and then. As soon as I got to the gate, I was going to knock on the gate, but I noticed the policeman came back again. I was watching the scene. Where I was a dark spot because I was at the gate. I could see the roadside. These niggas did a reverse with our lights. The policemen were going after them. I don't know what happened that night. The next day they were telling me.
Is that when you heard them gunshots? Or was that another night?
Yeah, that same night, the gunshots.
Yeah.
Now, I scaled the fence. I didn't bother knocking the gates because, like, you know, like 2 a.m. in the morning, I just jumped over the fence. It was real high fence. I just jumped over and then when we had the gunshot, the boss, the project manager, was thinking that, you know, what's happening?
Was he the one driving?
Who?
The project manager.
No, he was in the house, in the guest house. Yeah. The nigga driving was Abby and, what's it, Friday. The other nigga's name was Friday. Now, they were running away from
and
the policeman.
Anacasso Friday.
Anacasso Friday, that's him. Now, I jumped the fence into the house. They were shooting the gun in front of the house. The PM, project manager, was in the house. And that day, we got paid. So everybody got their money. So they were thinking that some people came after the rest of the money that was happening. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those niggas were running and hiding under the tables and hiding all that.
Who was shooting the guns?
The policemen chasing those niggas out there.
So you got away, but he went after them.
I jumped the fence into the building. That's what I'm saying. I just scaled the fence, jumped into the building and just went inside. And then the security man was nowhere to be found.
what a surprise.
Oh, by the way, we get a free item with our thing.
Oh, what is that?
Ben & Jerry's ice cream tub.
Okay.
You get peanut butter cup, fish food, caramel
fish
chips.
Food?
It's got little fishes in it. Not like little biscuits, I think.
I should go have
cookie
some
dough
put
and
food
plus
or
brownie.
What if you want more?
I don't know, I've got one to
yours. Ah, no, okay. Don't look at me, man.
I'll just put in fish food.
What are they, like little biscuits?
I think so, I'm not actually sure.
Let her out.
Right, it's
$28.98. Well, what did you order?
The cookies.
Okay, well, that means...
That's why we've got the free,
Oh, okay.
So, you know...
Oh. Fish food.
Right, do you want to check out?
Huh?
Do you want to check out?
Check out, yeah, check out.
No,
you've got to do it because you've got to put your card details in.
Yeah, I'll give my card.
No, you
let me
do
turn
it.
All the audio off.
No, just do it.
No, you do it.
Well, the pizza has arrived.
Bye, have a good day.
Thank you.
The computer's only delivered, right?
Well, they're a bit behind the times. We were trying to track our order, but according to the computer, it's not even out for delivery yet, but it's here. Smells nice. Is that what it says? Pizza from Domino's. You shut up. You didn't. What's that? Thank you. Well, someone can share it with me. Anyway, I don't think Brain is going to want any. He's got wine, so he don't think he's going to want any fizzy drinks.
French,
huh?
Okay.
Do we get a dip with it? Oh, it's hot. It's huge. You don't get a dip with the big ones, do you?
Yes.
Where is it?
See, in the thing. At the bottom. Down. No.
Where? Oh, I got it. Oh, it's hot. Darling, can you move that table over, please? In case you've got a glass of wine on there, I don't want to move it. Oh, give me garlic and herb. Good. Darling, do you want some of this tuna pizza?
Tuna pizza? I want your soup pizza.
No, do you want some?
No, it's yours. I think it's that nigga right there.
Shut up. Can you move this table over a bit, please?
No.
I don't want to knock the wine over because you'd kill me.
You know that, right?
Yeah, I do.
Hot blood, what's called hot blood?
Shut up. Do you want a piece of this?
Is that yours?
Mine and yours. You can have 2 bits of this and then you've got to share with work. It's very nice, actually.
scarlet bread here. Or garlic pizza bread.
I just have one piece, please. Hmm? I have one piece, please.
No, you don't have it.
Have any
more? Have you got some?
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you want a piece?
Well, I've got some
bread.
Huh? What is that? I'm not very hungry. If you go on, I can have another one. What's that?
Yeah, there's 5 bits in there for you.
Okay.
What, for pizza?
Yeah.
5 bits?
Yeah.
No.
How many you got?
5. Yeah, but you've got some of that.
No, I mean, you can have more if you want, that's what I said. I'm not hungry.
No, it's fine, honestly.
Live with 3, you can have 7 if you want. I want 3, you can have 7.
Are you sure?
I'm not hungry, darling. I'm really not hungry.
Well, it's got some of yours anyway,
huh? I know, he's had a bit of mine.
And there's chicken wings.
Well, I can't have any of them, so.
I'm not chicken
wings. No, I know.
Right,
okay. Darling, have some chicken wings.
I've got a big bottle of wine here. How will you put up on this?
What?
I can open it up. I'm just going to open it up on that.
What
are
you doing?
Why?
You said you haven't opened it.
For the beer.
Oh. That's the most important thing, isn't it, Jimmy?
Yeah, well, I'm fishing.
You're meant to have. Well, you're meant to have 6 bits and he's meant to have 4.
Why?
Because that means we have 6 pieces each. Of course, he's got 2 of mine.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
It does.
It don't.
There's 18 bits altogether, right?
No.
I have 6, you have 6.
I don't have 7, I'm not rolling.
No, there's 10 in these.
Yeah.
So there's 5 bits here each.
Yeah.
And then some of yours, because...
Yeah, but you're meant to have 6 bits.
Why am I supposed to have 6 bits?
Because there's 18 bits altogether, so I have 6.
Yes.
You have 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's 2 left out of mine for the grains, and then there's 4 left out of yours, and then he has 6. Trust me on that one.
Well, I have as much as you want to have. Okay, if I'm hungry, I'll have.
I can't, thank you.
If I'm hungry, I'll go fry eggs or something. Can you kick them? I'm all right. Can you get them one bit out there?
Right, that's it. If you've got one anymore now, you've got to go elsewhere.
Okay, sorry.
Thank God. We really should have done it the other way round. That you ate it from the other one. But it doesn't matter. I've got plenty. I've got a huge amount there, look.
Where's up at yours?
Just leave these on the table.
I'll
take it out there because Bucky's there.
Alright, cool.
Make sure it's closed over. Thanks, Bob. That garlic bread's really nice.
Thank you for that.
Not having any pizza,
that's all, isn't it?
No, whack a boo boo. He's not having pizza. And neither are you. This is the sort of film I was talking about earlier that I hate. Because to a blind person, it's just a load of noise.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Thanks for that.
Thanks for ordering it, what? Thanks for paying for it, darling.
That's what I'm doing. It.
Here comes the Linky.
Thank you.
Have you put your wine in a glass?
Yeah. Why?
It's probably safer if you drink it out of the bottle.
Why?
No, look, it's knocked over. It's not going to get ruined, is it? Wasted. Mm-hmm.
Is it what, chicken wings?
Yeah. Yeah. All quiet.
No?
It's gone quiet because we're all eating. Get your wings.
Yeah.
What about your garlic bread? Have you had that?
What?
Did you have your garlic bread?
No, you had that.
Nice, isn't it? When it's hot, that's really nice. Come on, dogs. Come on, Tooth Tooth. Come on, both of you. Sit. Let's go. Let's see what this weather's like. It smells lovely out here. It's not raining now. It did rain some today. Busy, busy. It's still very wet out here. Oh, and it smells lovely. The flowers again. After it's rained and at night, they smell even nicer. Oh, I wish they made a perfume like that. That would be so cool. Busy, busy. It's finished. Good boy. I walk away to preserve your dignity. I don't normally, but when it's on audio booth, you probably heard it anyway, but come here, sit. To preserve his dignity. I don't think he cares. Go on then. Where's that other little rat bag? After the recent nights of wind, it's very still out here. It's not really cold. He's waiting to go in. Okay, let's go.
A. Pause recording.